Hey, y'all. This is Winning at Life, live financial news talk radio. It's 7:02. It's January 4th of 2021. And it's a big election in Georgia tomorrow. It's a pretty big deal, but you know, don't sweat it. Everything's going to be fine, no matter the outcome of it. And President Trump, he can still make some dumb decisions, can he? Like that, having that phone call with those folks running Georgia. Was it a Georgia? I don't know. Somebody to do with elections over there. I don't know the details of that, but I heard the caller. I'm like, why are you doing that? You know. You ever heard the term, you know, getting the cream out the coffee? How do you get the cream out of the coffee once it goes in? You don't. This is Winning at Life. It's live financial news talk radio. What was I doing there? We are live. We're on the air. I'm here. James Parker's here. I know, best ofs for the past 2 weeks. Yeah, I kind of, you know, after 10 years of doing this, no breaks for 10 years, really. I decided to take a few days off, and gosh, I'm excited to be back, and there's so much to talk about. If you'd like to join the conversation, it is live radio, so we always like to have the callers join in on the conversation. So much to talk about for 2021, so much to look forward to. Gosh, weren't you excited to see 2020 go? It went out with a bang, a lot of explosions and all. I saw pictures. James, you saw the pictures of the city in New Orleans at night? It's like,
I took some video. I went out in the street, and when you go out on New Year's Eve, it's the funniest thing because it's illegal to pop fireworks in city limits.
Yeah, it is.
A 360-degree span, there was fireworks going off everywhere, and I absolutely love that because it's a dumb law, and we should all ignore dumb laws.
Well, it seemed like there was more this year. For it being COVID, you know, you couldn't go out, go to parties. So everybody's like, let's get fireworks and celebrating that. So, I was glad to see 2019 go. And we get about 4 months into 2020. I'm like, this isn't going to be a very good year. This is going to be a rough one. But now, you know, I think everybody, is anybody like, oh no, I love me some 2020. I've not heard that. Have you heard that from anybody? Loving them some 2020?
No, but I have.
But it is hindsight now, right? It's 2020.
Okay, but I also have a sneaking suspicion. This was a lot like the conversation that was happening at the beginning of 2030. Because it was like, oh man, 1929 was horrible. We had the big stock market crash and our GDP fell through the floor. And now 20% of us are out of work. 2030 can't be any worse, right, guys? And then the whole 30s was a 10-year depression.
504-260-0995. That's the number to join the conversation. You want to talk about taxes? Don't you feel it? Feel it? Just listen. I hear higher taxes coming. I hear it. Yeah, there it is again. Yeah, they're coming. We can talk about that as well. Social Security, investing, what should be your decisions for 2021? Is this going to be a pretty good market year? Man, last year was really a roller coaster as well. You could reach out to us through the Winning at Life app. Yeah, you can text, email, call. You know, for the newbies on the show tonight, yeah, you could reach out to us through that, just like you could call us, 504-260-0995. Emails, info@gregoryricks.com. If you want to know more about me, you got the website right there, gregoryricks.com. But we've been doing this show for about 10 years for the new listeners joining in with us, and hopefully you load that app, become a part of the Winning at Life Nation, and continue. And hey, bring some friends to the show as well. I'm gonna, you know, once again, on the theme of, you hear it? Yeah, taxes going up. That's what I think's coming. Here's a download for you. Gregory Ricks. It's gregoryricks.com forward.
Just say slash.
I know. I caught myself doing the forward, but it's slash. gregoryricks.com/too much. That's T-O-O much. Too much. and that's regarding taxes. Do you think you might be exposed to taxes going up or paying too much? You want some more efficiency? And that's, you know, that is a big theme for what we do at my day job, the firm. And even with the meeting with my advisor team this morning, that was kind of the focus of our meeting, is talking about the tax analysis that we're doing for people out there. Okay, where am I going? I know I just completely off the rails of the show tonight, James.
Well, we have the first official segment of the show that we've done the last 3-4 years in a row. We're going to make it 5. We're probably going to make it 10 if we keep doing it, because we get better at it every time. What we started out with was this list a few years ago from Forbes.com, where it had, I don't know, it's like 10 or 11 or 17 or whatever the original one was, financial New Year's resolutions to build wealth. And we've taken a couple off and added a couple on throughout the year. So this is sort of the 3-year process. I think it's the fourth year we're doing it. And so financial New Year's resolutions to build wealth, first and foremost.
First and foremost, stick to a budget. Wealth is created first by spending less than you make. Creating and sticking to a budget can help you accomplish this important goal. Budgeting, however, doesn't require you to track every dime you earn. If you hate budgeting, try the 50-20-30 budget or 3-category budget. You know, I'm not a big budgeting guy personally, but what I will define it is, you have to know what your margin is. What is your inflow, money in, that comes in each month, and what is your outflow? Look at your checking account. What's the average the past 6 months or 12 months? What you're looking for a margin. If you kind of say, gosh, I didn't like the looks of that, I'm spending more than I'm taking in. Oh, yeah, you might need to start listing everything and start taking a look at it, because what you have to do is create some margin. You got to have some money to save.
Well, if you're just getting started and you're not a high income earner, you having money left over at the end of the month is not going to happen by accident. It's going to have to be on purpose. You're going to have to make a budget. And the base of capitalism, capital, what's capital? It's the wealth you have left over after you've consumed whatever it takes to live your life, that you have able to invest somewhere else and build even more money. And you don't get to that first step without the budget.
Look, high income earners, we covered this back in 2020, and you have people that make as much as $300,000 a year are running out of money before the next paycheck shows up. And so just don't think, well, like, you know, I'm having trouble with that. You're not the only one having trouble with that. That actually covers all income classes, so to speak, there regarding that. And everybody can do a better job with it. You know, my brother-in-law is a physician, and he tells me stories about his fellow physicians at how they just are really good at spending more than they make. So you think about that. You think, oh my gosh, doctors do that? Look, all job categories out there, all professions do that. So don't feel alone that you're struggling with that. But you know what? You can change it. You can improve upon that. Make that a good goal for 2021 to start getting on the right side of that. Create some margin to save money.
The next one is audit your subscriptions. And this one has changed slightly since the list began a few years back, because audit your subscriptions used to be a little more simple than it is now. Think of all the little itty subscriptions you have, Gregory.
Yeah, those magazines. Like I saw in the office, Summer took the People magazine and threw it in the trash. I'm like, you're not throwing any of my car magazines away, are you? She's, oh no, the stuff you like, I make sure. But I was really serious about that. Like, oh, don't throw away, you know, my car and driver, you know. But People magazine, I'm like, why are we getting that still? But you see where I go, magazines. I don't think that's a problem anymore, is no. The magazines. That may be a Gregory problem, but, you know, people getting rid of the cable subscription, you know, like Cox Cable and some of those others. But what's their problem now?
these other streaming subscriptions and you've got 12 of them.
You may have be spending more than you would have on cable.
Gregory, but, I want you to think even more micro than that.
Oh.
When you go to check out the news for the Gulf Coast, or, you know, we have a bunch of affiliates up in Northern Mississippi too. Some of these other websites that you go to, like Wall Street Journal, there's like $3 a month for Wall Street Journal. There's like $3 a month for the Barron's, Sun Herald,
Wall Street Journal. So I'm doing those too.
Right.
And so, then I've got these professional subscriptions as well, because look, somebody said, well, you know, I was getting some information from this. Well, heck, I'll sign up for it. Let's see what's going on there. Because I kind of have to be in the know. So if I was to audit that, but from my profession, I have to see all that stuff. So I don't know how I would edit that down. But gosh.
Think about this. You're listening to the iHeartRadio app and you're tired of hearing commercials. So you're like, what is that? $5 a month? Sure, I'll put up $5 a month and never hear a commercial on this app again. And you
Is that why I don't hear commercials on the iHeart app?
When you're listening to music, yeah, you probably don't. You've got the full subscription, don't you? On-demand listening, but you've got that. And you've got your Spotify. And you took $2 a month to go to your Google so you can put even more on your Google Drive. How do you even track all these down in 2021?
You remember Napster?
Oh, yeah.
That's how iHeart runs that through. Because I was looking on there. I was like, I'm not paying iHeart a fee. What'd they do? End it? Then I got to looking. And I believe I'm paying it to Napster.
That would happen. You plugged in your modem to a speak and spell.
No, it's the deal they made. That's what Napster does.
Oh, that's
now.
Right. You're not kidding. They really did have some sort of
iHeart
joint
did
project.
A deal
that's
with,
right.
with Napster, which used to be the illegal
sharing
app back
it
in
was,
the day.
It oh, was file sharing.
Sharing.
I didn't steal anything off of Napster, Gregory. I feel so attacked. All right, we're going through financial New Year's resolutions to build your wealth. If you have a question, it's 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We're winning at life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at life. Financial News Talk Radio. Thanks for hanging through the break there. Take care of a few things we needed to. Gave you a little break from us for a couple minutes there. 504-260-0995. Yeah, that's how to join the conversation on the show. What is your financial New Year's resolution? Do you have one? Do you have one, James? A financial resolution for the new year?
Pay off my credit cards. Why is that funny?
It's actually a good one, but that sounds like yours that you did last year.
And the year before.
And the year before. Yeah. Okay. It's a little familiar. I was just kidding about that. I have not thought about a financial resolution, but, you know, at the core, one thing I always want to do is save more. So I'm going to have to look at that. How can I increase savings this year? So, you know, something to think about if you have one of those. If you'd like, join the conversation, 504-260-0995, the Winning at Life app. You can watch us as well, GregoryRicks.com in the media tab. And listen, can you hear it? Yeah, it's taxes are going up. That's the vibe I'm getting. It's kind of what I hear when you have that little bit of silence there. You know, just under the individual tax. Remember, The tax cuts that happened early in President Trump's term was to go for 10 years. The increase in standard deduction, the reduction in the resetting and reduction of percentages in the tax brackets is set to automatically end. I'll just call it neighborhood of about 6 years. So we can even start to hear that coming. And then which surprisingly, we had a Biden campaign on, I'm going to raise taxes. He didn't quite say it that firmly, I don't think, but that's what he campaigned on. And guess who's getting sworn in soon? Biden on increasing taxes. So yeah, I hear it coming. If you are looking for some help, and that's going to be the theme of what we're talking about this week and maybe for a good while. And if you want some more information on maybe How can you get ahead of that? We're going to talk more, but just, hey, it's the theme. It's the focus on that and an opportunity. You've got a window. So I talk about, we talked about margin on your budget, creating margin for savings. You know what would help you save more? What if you could reduce taxes? What about those required minimum distributions rolling up on you? Are you taking advantage of that bracket where you've not maxed out your tax bracket? What about tax harvesting? What about Roth conversions? GregoryRicks.com/too much. That's T-O-O much. Okay, going back to subscriptions, I was thinking about, remember when we got this disruption in 2020 called COVID? You know, things were going along. We had Mardi Gras in February, and then all of a sudden, they're stopping flights from China to the U.S. Like, it just, you know, caused the hair on back of my neck to stand up like, oh my gosh, we got a problem coming. So then they started all the lockdowns, and yeah, for real. Okay, I started cutting subscriptions at that point. I started looking at everything, you know, the different stock charting methods I was signed up for. And I went about, okay, yeah, I don't need this. You know, yeah, I like this, but you know, I don't look at it even every quarter, you know? So you start looking, in normal times when everything's fine, yeah, I don't mind having all this extra stuff. So I started looking at what is it I'm not using? And then it turns out, you call them up and say, hey, I want to cancel this thing that's costing me $400 a year or $500 a year subscription. You know what they do, James? They negotiate. Well, what if we cut the rate? What if we give you a pass the next quarter billing? You know, you could get out there, and I don't know that Netflix is going to do that for you, but you know, it's something to think about when you start dialing things back. And yeah, I would say I shaved several $100 a month in subscriptions.
The next one, we're going through the financial New Year's resolutions to build your wealth. Refinance your mortgage. Now, this has been kind of a rolling punchline that it's evaporated the last 3 years we've done the show, because we've said they've got to go up.
Do it before interest rates go up. That myth of interest rates going up.
So I guess the good news is they still haven't gone up, so this is still a very enticing, and if you have a high interest rate, a very mathematically pleasing refinance process. But that joke has about run its course here. Mortgage rates are still at historic lows, but I imagine for a big chunk of the people that are getting these refinances right now, you get a chunk of cash out. You can either get caught up, pay off some of your debt, make your business whole, or just pay for that unforeseen expense that's called 2020.
Yeah, and I'll give a shout out to Dwayne Stein, one of the show contributors. He's a host of Mortgage Gumbo on Saturdays, and you can connect to him through the Winning at Life app also. And he's still staying pretty busy with refis and such with these low interest rates. We're really at record low territory on interest rates.
The next one is lower your credit card interest rates. This has become a hobby for Miss Parker, who started with a credit card that was at 17 or 19%, something like that. And about 4 years ago, she gave him a call, said, hey, will you guys lower my interest rates? I've been making payments on time for however many months or years or whatever. And they're like, yeah, sure. We'll make you a deal here. We'll lower your interest rate, but you can't add anything to this card for the next 90 days, which wasn't a big deal because we were already in the mode of trying to pay it off. We keep doing that over and over. She's got it down to 11% now, and we're hoping this is the month we're going to make the call and get it under 10%. We're aiming for 9% now, but we chipped off either a percent or two for the last 5 years, but that does work.
That is interesting that you can whittle it down. But you shouldn't stay at, what was it, 21, 24?
Some of those she had rates. One that was up at 23, but this one particular one that has the huge, huge limit on it. So this is our backup pie right here. That's the one that she's chipped down from 19 to 11%.
Awesome.
Next one, maximize your credit card rewards. Not necessarily as important because you're not sustaining new debt like a credit card balance. But if you could be using a card that does give you rewards and your card now doesn't. Why not? Is it really that easy?
I like building up the points. I really do. I like utilizing those points, you know?
Are you a cash back guy or are you an air miles guy?
I'm a get me a bigger screen TV guy with the points. There's That's what I do. Oh yeah. I get a lot of points for traveling anyhow, but just because I have a few cards that we run personal expenses through and business expense. I'm kind of that guy. We pay it off every month, so we don't have the recurring, but still those charges build up points. And I like building up. I'm like saving up for a OLED, you know, the OLED TV. You heard of them? It's supposed to have a really cool screen. I'm like, what's that? How many points do I need for that?
The next one on financial New Year's resolutions to build wealth, determine your investing costs. Look at the fees in some of your investment products. You have some strong opinions about this, like mutual funds versus ETFs.
Well, you know, variable annuities, those dudes, I don't like those a lot because those are like mutual fund wrappers. You have mutual funds inside of them, like 1%, and a wrapper could be anywhere to 2 to 3 more percent over that. Like, oh my gosh, stay away from that. But if you have that, maybe you should get a second opinion and unwind that. But you could have front-end loaded funds with high fees. And I got the B in there because I was thinking about 12B1 fees as well. So, oh, I've got a mutual fund. It doesn't charge me that much. Well, you start looking at those internal costs. My preference is exchange traded funds. You know, if you could save money on management fees, guess what? That's more that you're keeping. It's like, you know, getting rid of those subscriptions you don't need as well.
The next one on the list says, fire your expensive investment advisor. The two reasons you might want to do that, you're either being overcharged, which what is overcharged? And number two is they don't provide the services that you either want or to the level that you expect. So if your guy can only handle annuities or your guy can only handle stocks, he's just a broker. That's not the same as having a fiduciary guy that can handle different aspects.
You know, I'll take that from a standpoint. What is your perception of value? Are you getting the value and services for what you're paying for? Are they bringing you value that's helping you do better with your money, make better decisions?
We have the financial New Year's resolutions to help build your wealth. And the one we're on now is start investing now. That assumes you're not already putting aside money every month. If you are, okay, this doesn't apply to you. But for the people that are talking about, well, I need to get all my stuff paid off, or I need to pay off my debt, or I need to pay off my cars, or I need to pay off my house before I really have the money to invest. No, that might take years. And even if it's just $25 a month, $100 a month, I think is a pretty reasonable challenge to start yourself out at. And you can inch it up maybe to $150, $200 next year. Just get it started somehow.
You know, we have these calls into the show, and the notes on the start investing now that I'm looking at here, it states, forget the advice that you should pay off all your non-mortgage debt before investing. That could take years or even decades for some. We have some people that come, well, I'm accelerating my mortgage. Should I pay off my mortgage first, then save? They're like, well, how long are you going to take to pay? Well, I'm going to have it knocked out in 2.5 years. I would call that legit. But if they kind of say, you know, it's going to be a decade or something, but I'm putting everything towards that. I think you need to start saving along the way. You know, one thing about, and I'll pick on real estate investors, but, you know, I pick on doctors too, is they're making all this money and they've got the plan, like real estate people. Okay, well, I'm taking a profit. I'm buying me another double. Or, you know, I'm getting me a fourplex, or I'm wanting to buy another house to rent out. So they keep pouring money back in, and they actually are cash poor because they never set anything aside. Kind of the doctors. Let's see, when does their work end? It doesn't, unless they get too old to work. So they're not great savers either from that standpoint. So, you could justify, well, I'm paying off my credit card, I'm paying off my, then I'm going to start saving. Are you? Or what's coming up next that you're going to want to spend money on? That Super Duty F-350 to pull that bass boat. Oh, the dually as well on it. You know, you'll find something to spend money on, but what's good is to, let's see, can we accelerate those things as well as save money as you go, I think would be a good point to start investing now.
And if you are going to start doing that, the place, a good place to start doing it is your 401k or IRA contributions. If you're not already maxing them out, max them out. The big thing though about the 401k though, if you are offered a match, make your primary goal to contribute at least enough to get the match. If not, you're just leaving money on the table. That money that would have gone to you that your employer gets to keep. Wouldn't you rather have that money?
If it's free, it's for me. You know, that match is free money. You cannot miss that.
All right. Now, this next one, the last 2 years, we've debated taking this one off the list. I don't know. This might be the last year we do it, and I'll X this out, and it'll be out of the notes for next year. Consider a CD ladder or a CD annuity. It used to be consider a CD ladder. You added 2 years ago, or a CD annuity, because it does sort of the same job that my grandmother used to use for CDs, where one would come up every 2 years and she would just renew it. But the yields are so low now, CD annuity might be a better option to do the same job.
You know, I'll tell you a story. We've got quite a few clients that like to do the CD laddering, but now we've got a lot of clients that like to do the CD annuity laddering, where it cycles out every, you know, say 3, 4, 5 years. Those are cycling around, and it gets an edge on those. And then I had one that I talked to a while back, and one of the things is, you know, CD focused. And I said, well, what about adding to the mix a fixed index annuity where you get a portion of the upside of the S&P 500. And their thing was, they were shifting away from bank CDs because, you know, the myth of the yield going up, they've bought into that, hey, it's not going up. We've got to go get yields somewhere else. So it always, and they were shifting to CD annuities. And I threw out there, what about a fixed index where you get a portion of the upside of the S&P 500? Yeah, there's no guarantee that you're getting an upside, because the S&P isn't required to go up, is it? No, it's not. So, and the other thing they always looked at is, well, we got to make sure we get our interest, because if our interest is going away from the bank, we're shifting that annuities. You know, the kind of the priority was interest income. So it came up that their fixed indexed annuity had a pretty good return. And they were like, you know, our bank interest has dropped, so we're needing to turn some more on from the annuities. And we said, well, we think you should take some of that from that fixed indexed annuity connected to the S&P 500 upside. There's no downside to it. And they're like, why would we want to touch that? It did really good. It just cracked me up that they, for years, they're like, oh no, we just need the guarantees. But when they get something that like did better than their bank CD, it's like, oh no, we don't want to touch that. It does really good. But we got them to take a percentage from that as well. But it's just, you know, I go to the changing of thinking there. So consider a CD ladder or CD annuity, or we might add in there, what about a fixed indexed annuity along with those CD annuities?
Just real quick for new people, what's a CD annuity?
Well, it's a multi-year. You know what a CD at a bank is? They give you a certain interest rate for a few years. Instead of the bank, it's an insurance company giving you a guaranteed interest rate for a specific number of years. You're using an insurance company instead of the bank. And going into what's a fixed indexed annuity, that's where they're linking to an index, say, of the S&P 500 and giving you a portion of the upside instead of a specific interest rate. Another choice there in how do I get more out of my money?
The next resolution, financial New Year's resolution to build wealth, is start a debt avalanche. The great Dave Ramsey calls it the debt snowball, but that's where you line up all your debts and you pay the minimum on everything except for the smallest one. You throw everything you got at that. And then when that's off, when that's done, you take all the money you were throwing at that and you put it on the next one plus the minimum it was paying off. So then when that one gets paid off, then you have the two minimums and everything you had left over. So each payment gets bigger and bigger and bigger until you get up to probably your house mortgage would be the last part of most people's debt avalanche. The next one is get a will. That's a very vague term for check out your estate plan. You probably need some updates to it, especially after a year like 2020. And updates to it, just have you or anyone around you in your circle and your family up or down the ancestral chain been married, been divorced, any new people born, any people pass away? There's a lot of factors. Anyone come into wealth? Anyone have some sort of debilitating accident and maybe you want to write a little bit more towards them? Basically, it's hard to go through a whole year without some sort of event in your life. If you have a big, vibrant family like me, that doesn't merit at least an amendment to your estate plan. Is that pretty fair, Gregory?
Estate planning is super important. So work on getting something done with that this year. You know, you married, home, money, bank account, savings, kids, you know, just get a little order to your life should something happen. And 2020 is one of those years, and we're not out of this pandemic yet. And I was having discussions today, and I was talking about it's getting worse before, you know, the storm before the calm. I know that's kind of backwards, but that's kind of what we're doing. We know this is going to come to an end because we've got something in 1918 that they didn't have. That's a vaccine. You know how they solved it back in 1918? Social distancing, washing your hands, staying away from other people. There was no vaccine back then. Here, we keep having vaccines that are going to continue rolling out. And today they were talking about, 70 and up, you can go get your vaccines. I for one, think, you know, I can get on a couple tangents here. Is like, I don't believe restaurants cause COVID, just saying. But what do we need to really change the dynamic of this? I'd say anybody with comorbidities, you know, health problems, and 65 and up. If we could get those folks vaccinated, we've knocked this thing out because that's where the death rates are. So with that said, and then maybe they'll let the restaurants open back up everywhere, you know, the big cause of COVID. So,
all right. Next one is reconsider life insurance. Now this isn't so easy as to, well, if your kids are all grown and they have good jobs and they're going to be fine and your payments are going up, your premiums are getting too high, then just cancel it. There's other options you can do. Of course, you could cash it out. You could sell it. You could let it just dwindle off into the sunset and slowly attrition into nothing. Or you've brought up the idea of, Gregory, using that life insurance policy as perhaps an income stream that has some nice little tax-free consequences.
It could be an income strategy added to your mix. Not the only thing, but it is something where, you know, at different phases in your life, life insurance has different purposes. You know, you buy a home, what's the purpose of a life insurance policy at that point? Oh, yeah, you call it mortgage insurance. Well, that means if you die, it pays off the mortgage. Well, when you have kids, it's like, well, I want to make sure they're going to get educated. So you are carrying life insurance that would, say, pay for their college and solve other family debts. At that time, you get elderly, you could, I hate those taxes on my IRAs if I were to leave them behind. Well, you could use life insurance to make the taxes on your qualified accounts go away, or you could use life insurance to create tax efficiency for income. See how different phases of life, it could do different things.
The next one is refinancing student debt. Now, this may not be refinancing your student debt. This could be helping your kids with their student debt, or in this day and age, it could be helping your parents with their student debt. You had some crazy numbers about the millions of people who are going into Social Security age still carrying some student debt. So don't think I'm crazy by saying that.
it is out of control. We have to change our thinking on that. But going back to life insurance, might be if you die, we'll pay off somebody's college debt. Hey,
at least your own.
Purpose of that, or your own.
All right. The next one in the list of financial New Year's resolutions to build wealth. Act like you just got fired. And look, it's been a long time since I've been unemployed, but there is just this sort of Spartan attitude that happens. Like, do I really need to get that extra Coke when I stop and get gas? No. All of a sudden, you don't need to treat yourself at every turn. All of a sudden, you can find all those subscriptions to turn off. You don't need to go actually run up a big bar tab with your friend on Friday night. You know, it's funny how much more discipline you get right after you get fired. And maybe it'd be a good time to revisit that idea in January.
Exercise regularly.
Now that's the least popular one, and I'm glad you say it, because I.
But that's always the New Year resolution. All these health clubs and all get busy, except in I guess the COVID year. You know, health clubs cause COVID also. I hear.
I'm skeptical on
but
that.
But I don't know so much about that. I'm not a health club guy. I did that a long time ago, and but you know what? Find a way to where you do something that helps you from an exercise standpoint. Even, you know, you've got these Apple Watches. There's other devices, and I'm using that for lack of
Knowing.
Yeah, Fitbit and other fitness things that monitor your steps, because I've got a lot of friends that count their steps and all. What it does is it gets a mindset, hey, let me get out and do a little bit of walking today. Exercise.
Me and the wife have this running conversation, observation going about how people will go get gastric bypass, where they take out about a third of your small intestine and then sew what's left back together. They'll get a sleeve where they constrain your stomach. They'll get lipo where they go.
You know, that is surgery. That is surgery.
They will laser the fat out. They will do all this.
That's a big deal.
Instead of, Gregory, instead of what?
Exercise.
Exercise. That's how much Americans
steps.
Hate exercise. Just human. Steps. And all of us. I hate it too.
Don't use that. Say, like, increase your savings as your New Year's resolution, not exercise, because you're going to quit that.
All right. So the last two are pay yourself first and automate your finances. Those are pretty self-explanatory for people who are sloppy like me.
Create automatic savings and pay yourself first. I think those are two great things to help you systematize putting money away.
Norman in Garyville, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Hey, Norman.
We're on.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, thank you. See, I used to call y'all about my Social Security for a couple of years or something. So now I've got it to where in February they go call me and I start drawing my full Social Security March, April, 2 months. I'm 66 in 2 months. They extended it a month. So I'm going to get all my Social Security and not be penalized because everything you guys told me, I listened to.
You're full retirement age. Congratulations, Norman.
Because a lot of guys I run into, they don't listen to you guys and they regret it. And I try to tell them, but what's done is done. But I appreciate that all the time. I listen to you guys, how y'all really, you know, save me from a bad mistake. But my question is, I got my serviceman group life insurance. When I retired the Marine Corps in 1992, it was like for like $200,000 for so much a month. And I've had that all these years. So what is that? Can you sell it? Because I called up this one company. And whenever they advertise to sell it, but you got to have bad health, one foot in the grave, and just, you know, that kind of stuff. But can you really sell that or what?
Typically, what they're looking for on life insurance, and Congress basically created as a commodity, or the IRS, long, long time ago, to where you have to have insurable interest when you purchase it. But nowadays, if you buy a life insurance policy, I think one of the things they ask for, do you plan to sell it? If you're planning to sell it, they probably don't want to insure you. But if you've had a policy that's already in force, you can change ownership to somebody else and sell it. But that group problem, probably not the case there. Hey, Norman, call us back tomorrow and we'll talk a little bit more about it.
I'm James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Rickson Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Rickson Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Rickson Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Rickson.